Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thanksgiving. There must be a gobble around someplace that we can use. Although I think I'm pretty good at gobbling myself, Jay. Gobble. How's that? Yeah. You try it.
I'm going to be honest. I was expecting better from you. Like I can't do that high pitch thing. I really was expecting more from you, Doug.
Gobble.
Do the high pitch thing and then they grab their throat and they like shake it and make it like a.
I've actually done that with a turkey in my life, and I'm not sure that it's something I want to try to do again because
it can be
pretty dangerous.
I don't mean to the turkey. I mean to yourself.
Oh, to my own.
People are just getting turkeys and strangling them. No, like you do it to yourself, and you make it a high-pitched noise, and then you like shake your throat a little bit.
Next thing you know, we'll be hearing from PETA. What's going on over at that radio program? Thanksgiving Day 2023. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner as we spend our usual amount of time together thinking about Thanksgiving. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and so we put that into the mix of conversation today. But generally speaking, we want to talk about Thanksgiving and what it's all about. Every year there are people around the country who don't eat the right stuff and they get sick. 128,000 people were hospitalized on Thanksgiving, and 3,000 people died last year from foodborne illnesses. People getting things also stuck in their throat, turkey bones and things, or if you have steak and they don't cut it in small enough pieces, it gets caught in you think of all the horror shows that could take place. And by the way, make sure your dog does not get a hold of any turkey bones. None. Zero. If you value the pet, because they'll chew it up and get into the fine little strands and get stuck in their throat, and that's the end of that.
Those splinters, and so many people, it's like a treat where they go out to eat or they do something and they get like a big steak with a bone or the turkey bone.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, here, I'm going to give it to my dog to chew on. And there can be the little pieces that the shards that come off, and they're very sharp and they can rip apart the inside.
Yep.
You have to protect the fur babies. But with humans getting sick and constantly going to the hospital too, a lot of times depending on what time you serve your Thanksgiving meal, the food stays out for the rest of the day, and then people just keep picking and picking, and it's like, no, you have like a less than a 2-hour window to wrap it up and save it properly, and then if you want to go grab more, then grab it out of the fridge, take the top off, heat it back up. That's okay. You can totally do that.
Unless you're like me and you have a good immune system, you graze.
You are an enigma, sir. You do not get sick with anything.
I'm very lucky that most of this stuff doesn't bother me, although I don't try to tempt fate in the sense that I go around looking for things with mayonnaise in it and you know, things that are going to attract bacteria. But the general rule of thumb is, as Jay just explained, a couple of hours after the meal, put everything away, and then, you know, later in the day, maybe you're sitting around watching a football game or watching a movie, or you're doing something with the family, playing some games, then you can go raid. I think maybe cranberry sauce is one of the things that spoils the fastest, don't you think? Quick.
Oh, maybe. I think there was only twice where we had cranberry sauce with our Thanksgiving meal because somebody had specifically requested it. Otherwise, we are not typically the cranberry sauce type of family.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'm
What about you? Here's the big debate. Here's the big debate. Make it from scratch or use the kind that looks like a big Jell-O thingy?
Well, there's two.
It retains its shape.
The cranberry sauce I like better than cranberry, the stuff that you're talking about, cranberry jello, in essence. This is a busy time of year. Over the last couple of months, and it's been interesting because I'm here in New England, I have some friends that own cranberry bogs, and so I was talking to them about how the season has gone. We've had so much rain here in New England that it has literally flooded the bogs. The bogs are flooded anyway. Cranberries grow in the water. And so they have to go out on boats into the bogs, and they harvest. They have these, like, there's almost like a vacuum sweeper that sucks the cranberries off of the vine, and then they do, you know, what they do with them. It's kind of almost like fishing. They bring them into the boat, they clean them on the boat, and they size them, and quality, you know, there's some, it's like a lot of other fruit. You look at the ugly apples that haven't been sprayed. Ah, I don't want to eat that. Oftentimes, those apples are much tastier than the ones that have been sprayed with all kinds of gunk. Mm-hmm. Same thing with cranberries. Cranberries, the same thing. They don't look good, but they taste good. And so that's that. It's just a very interesting way of making a living because it is one of those, as most of farming is, dependent on the weather. Here in New England, where I am, the cost of the meal is, well, every year it goes up, of course, $5-6 in the overall sense of things. I think I said something on an earlier program about this year the average family will spend $400 on the Thanksgiving meal. So, okay, if that's the case, then you eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you'll be fat. And if that's the case, I'm throwing, Doug's famous for throwing cold water on things that are fun. And so if you're eating too much today, and you suffer the consequence, let's face it, today is the beginning of let's eat, and eat some more. Right? From Thanksgiving, you go to Christmas parties, Christmas itself, family gatherings, holiday gatherings, religious gatherings, first of the year. You can even extend your thought process out to Valentine's Day if you really want to get into this big time and think, wow, am I going to be a big blubber of whatever if I keep eating the way I'm eating? So be defensive about this. I know there's an offense and there's a defense. It's kind of like playing football or other games. I like to think that you could get on the program right now while you're thinking about it, the Calitrin Weight Loss Program. If you want to keep yourself where you are or even look better, feel better, lose a couple pounds, 20 pounds, whatever it is. I know some people that, I know one person I talked to lost 96 pounds on Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss program that I've been talking about on the Good Day program. And a lot of people on holidays listen to this program because it's live and because, you know, we're doing something different. It's not a best of, all that stuff. So as the stations and the listeners get accustomed to the rap here, one of the things I talk about every day is why to choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss. And the best suggestion is go to the, I can't in 60 seconds or so tell you the story that is all-encompassing. Go to the weight loss focus that they have at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. Toploss.com. You'll see the success stories on top of success stories. Healthy, all-natural weight loss started now. Thanksgiving's a great time to put your mind to it and get it done. You can go online to toploss.com, order the program. You get a 90-day surprise. Well, I suppose you could make a surprise for a friend of yours. It's a good Christmas present if the person doesn't object to you telling him or her you're on a diet. And, hey, by the way, pal, you could use going on a diet, too. So help yourself.
Worried about your
right?
Health. Uh-huh.
That's right. We're all focused on health here on Thanksgiving Day. So the website, again, for Calitrin is toploss.com. And the family deal, 90-day supply. You get another 90 days free for somebody else you know and love who needs to lose weight. That's the scoop. And use the Doug, D-O-U-G. Use that on checkout. You get free shipping and access to all the best deals at toploss.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Amazon's got the best deals on Black Friday. Oh, the best deals are on Cyber Monday. Friday comes first when it comes to saving. Monday's worth the wait to what you've been craving. Feels so good, it'll feel like stealing. Real cool message, could you make it less appealing? What's with the beef? You can get that too. Why don't you call us? What's triggering you? Whichever day you're shopping on, you'll save a bunch at Amazon. On Black Friday, Cyber Monday too.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, any member FDIC.
Back with Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Happy Thanksgiving. Is that the appropriate greeting? What else would you say, Jay, beside Happy Thanksgiving? What else?
Happy Thanksgiving is the only one I like. Yeah.
Yes.
People will say Happy Turkey Day, or you have the people who walk in the door and just go gobble, gobble. I don't know why that irks me so much, but it also raises the question of, you know, Happy Thanksgiving. That's what I say. That's what I like to receive. But at the same time, was the first Thanksgiving truly happy? Because it has a dark history.
Yep. It does. When you go back to how it got started here in America and what the first settlers were all about, what we hear, what the folklore is about, is nothing like what really happened on the quote-unquote first Thanksgiving. Not even close. And so whether it's good to be stuck there or go fast-forwarding to today, your table is all set, the drinks have been poured, the conversation is going on, hopefully you're not talking politics, and the turkey is burnt.
It sounds like an
episode of our foodfarmandfamily.com. We have a segment on the Good Day program called Food Farm Family, and you can listen to the audio of our daily visit and see other things that Jay has corralled to put into this food fest, foodfarmfamily.com. So, what went wrong in the kitchen? How is it that you have a burnt turkey? The turkey.
That can happen, too.
Yeah, it could. I remember the first Thanksgiving after I got divorced, and I had my children. And I don't know how the kids were. Megan was probably 8 or 9, and Brenda was like 3. And I decided I was going to cook a turkey. So I go to the store, and I get the turkey. And I remember what Tony said about putting the turkey in the oven the night before. Well, I didn't remember the whole story. So I put the turkey, it was about a 20-pound turkey, in the oven and turned it on at a low heat and went to bed. And next morning I get up and go downstairs, and, oh, turkey's all cooked great. So comes around to turkey time, we're having dinner, and I get out the knife and I try to cut this turkey, and I can't cut the turkey. So I get out, in those days I had an electric knife. I bet you when your folks had an electric knife.
So I take the electric knife,
and I'm trying to saw away at the bones and get to the flesh. You think I can get through? No. It was like a rock. And we managed to get a few pieces of it to eat, but it was like eating dry, it was like eating dry newspaper. It was awful. So the turkey couldn't be saved. When we continue in the next half hour...
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour on the Good Day program, Thanksgiving Day, the story of Alfonso Terrell is being told today, Jay, because of what he did and what he's doing. He was an employee at X, or actually from Twitter. Then he was laid off. But when he was there, he headed the social and editorial teams. But he was let go a couple of weeks ago. I think there were like 3,700 employees that at this juncture. He's been laying, Elon Musk been laying off people for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's had Twitter for about a year, right? Cleaning out the house. So anyway, this fellow's name is Alfonso Terrell. And when he got laid off, he got on the phone and he was talking to a colleague who worked with him, Tavares Brown, fellow's name. Terrell says, I called him and I said, quote, I think it's time to build, and if you and I do this together, I think it can be really successful. Terrell's nickname at X or at Twitter was Fonz. It may have been Phones. Phonz. How would you pronounce that, Jay? Would you say Fonz or Phones?
Yeah, because it's Alfonso. I would say Fonz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so these two guys got together. This guy, Tavares Brown, and Alfonso Terrell, they got together and started laying out plans to launch a new app that capitalized on their experience, their knowledge, what they learned while they were building online communities at X. I keep calling it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called now, at Twitter. They ran into the usual problems that you get when you're trying to create a new social media platform. I've never been there, Jay. You may have been in that circumstance. I know how hard it is just to have you organize the stuff that we do here. Never mind create a new social media platform.
Well, but this is a, Oh, yeah, for sure. And this is a situation that, like, the right people are involved in this, because some of the hurdles that Alfonso had when he worked with Twitter was he wanted to implement things to make the social media platform a positive, safe, inclusive space.
Right.
And now that he is going to have his own, he can truly do what he wants. And we all should have known that things were going to be going down when Elon Musk, on his first day walking into the Twitter offices, brought a kitchen sink with him. I mean, come on.
What a visualization that was. So the two of them, I guess these two guys are pretty smart. They wanted their platform to be everything most social media isn't, and that's positivity, that's being safe, that's being inclusive. So they named it Spill, S-P-I-L-L, which kind of acknowledges the phrase spill the tea, which refers to sharing gossip. I would not know that, but you probably would. I've never heard the expression before. Have you heard the expression before, spill?
I have, yes. It has been around, I want to say, since the early aughts, really.
Really? Okay.
In different variations.
So the leader of this group, these two, Terrell, had been working at a couple of different, actually, the thing that where he was with Elon Musk for 3 years, he'd been in tech media, a lot of stuff behind the scenes, but he got some people to help him put this together. And even though he worked with some folks who tried other social networks and never really worked, this looks like it might work. It's a very interesting idea because it is, they're talking about it being safe and being fun. It's not all gossip and stuff. So let's watch out. Hopefully these fellas have good luck. Spill. Look for that as they're now laying out their mission, trying to get themselves known. But I'll be happy to talk about it. I think it's a great idea. Okay, so that's a interesting social media idea and part of the program. Every hour, if you're new to the program at this time, we talk about social media, gossipy things, and trending things on The Good Day Show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pets are part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Stephan here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. It's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with a huge 86% success rate, you're going to get 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. That's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also call us with questions, or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOPLOSS.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank y'all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. We begin with word the incident at the U.S.-Canadian border was not a terrorist attack. Here is New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul.
There is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this
crash.
More now on our top story from USA's John Schaefer.
Airports throughout the U.S. are on heightened alert after a car exploded on a bridge near the U.S.-Canadian border in Buffalo, New York. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau provided an update on the situation.
There are a lot of questions, and we are following up to try and get as many answers as rapidly as possible. We are in close contact with U.S. officials, and we'll continue to work closely with them.
Reports say two people died, and images of twisted metal have emerged. Eyewitnesses describe a car accelerating directly into an inspection booth on the U.S.-Canadian border on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life.
At the hour now on Thanksgiving Day 2023. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. We'll have Thanksgiving later with her family. I actually have Thanksgiving in Napa, California. Big spread. I don't know. I may even taste some wine. After all, what good is going to Napa if you can't have some wine, right?
That's some wine. The place to try it. Mm-hmm.
Share the time and have some wine. All right, anyway, back to the burnt turkey that we were talking about. I'm sure I'm going to need some help plodding through this. There are some famous chefs who have given advice over the years on what to do if things go wrong. All right? One chef named Carla Hall said, keep calm. Just do a little, right? It's Thanksgiving. Calm down. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that going to work? Well, we'll see. Anyway, she said, doing a little outside the box, thinking that this mistake can turn into something great. Let's say, never mind, she deflects from the turkey to a pie. Right? You burn a pie. What do? You turn it over. Put some cream on top of it.
Hide it, exactly, yeah. Throw some powder
hide the burn.
On top.
Yeah, right. Can you do that with a turkey? I suppose you can just cut the burnt stuff
off. Cut it up before you present it. Yeah, just don't present it at the table. Exactly. Cut it up away from people.
Yeah, duh. The Iron Chef Marcus Samuelson said, the turkey can be saved. He encourages you to focus on how to move forward with this overcooked turkey. Now, the other side of it is, undercooking turkey. Undercooking any meat these days is dangerous. You can't, whether it's poultry, whether it's pork, whether it's beef, you have to cook this through and through. People might say, I don't like it well done. It's not safe anymore because you don't know where this stuff comes from, frankly. Or, I'd like to think it's not the farmers, it's the middlemen. It's how the stuff is processed and trucked and brought into whatever facility where you buy it, unless you buy it on the local turkey farm, then you're okay. You're safe because chances are you'll have ordered the bird. You'll have said to the farmer, I need a 25-pound bird, please, and you pick it up on Thanksgiving morning or the day before. You bring it home. It's not going to spoil in 24 hours if you put it in the freezer or other. Some people bring it home and cook it right away, right? And then they reheat it on Thanksgiving Day. Have you ever done that?
I've not done that, but I have bought a pre-smoked turkey, so it was already cooked. But I feel like when it comes...
Mm-hmm. Is that like a smoked ham?
Yeah. It was a smoked turkey, so it was already pre-cooked, and it was so delicious.
Really? Mm-hmm. The honey-baked ham, this time of year, this is the busiest time. Well, from now until Christmas, New Year's party time, we have a honey-baked ham store in my community. It's been here for as long as I can remember, 30, 40 years, and they first got started. It's one of the first stores. I remember, I'm trying to remember where I ate. It may have been my wife. I'm not sure. Or it may have been somebody in the neighborhood. In the days when I ate meat, the honey-baked ham was actually yummy. What I remember. And you can do that, apparently you can do that with anything. You can do it more with ham because it's easier, but you can do it with turkey for sure. Mm-hmm. Right? Anyway. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say with the turkey issues, like when something's overcooked or burnt, it's a little bit of a headache, but an undercooked turkey is so much easier to fix because just cut it off the bone, put it back in.
And then cook it more, but also
now it's already pre-cut.
Yeah, but do not eat it. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How many people put maple syrup on their turkeys? Raise your hands, please. Look at all those hands. I think that's kind of an interesting thing. I usually put it on ice cream.
I've never heard of that on turkey.
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, gravy is the best. But with me, because I am gluten intolerant, and most gravies are made with flour, it doesn't work for me. Unless you get the real juice out of the bottom of the pan and you use that, that's it. And I don't eat much, once in a while I'll have a bite of turkey on Thanksgiving to be sociable, but I don't like it because I kind of know what the process is. But for those of you who don't want to hear me talk about how gross the process is, some of you, especially, okay, so you got the turkey, you cook it. What about the dressing that you stick inside? Or do people do that anymore? They just put it in a pot and cook the stuffing. I remember when the stuffing used to be actually pushed in where the gizzard was.
Yeah.
They stick the stuffing in there. Do they do that? Do you do that at your house or when you're
with
your folks?
It wasn't until I moved to the South that I was strictly told if it is not cooked inside the bird, it is not called stuffing. It is only called dressing. But we always cooked it outside of the bird. We also have some vegetarians in the house, in the family, too.
I've never heard that before. Your sister's a vegetarian, isn't she?
She's vegan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So let's try this again. Stuffing versus
dressing. It's the exact same thing. It's like a violin versus a fiddle, how you use it. So stuffing is inside the bird, and the dressing is outside the bird. But I just have a big problem. Maybe it's a regional thing, but I have a big problem calling stuffing dressing, because to me, dressing is like salad dressing.
Hmm.
It's more liquid.
Yeah, right. I'm with you on that.
Actually, it's all stuffing to me.
I'm thinking about how, now that you mention it, Ken's Steakhouse dressing, which is probably the most famous dressing now in the country, if not the world, they make it in my backyard because the Ken's Steakhouse is in Framingham, and that's where Ken's salad dressings began, with a recipe from Mrs. Gachabalupo, who was the mother of the wife of Ken. She came up with this, and it is delicious. Have you ever had
Ken's? Is Ken's good, yeah.
Italian
yeah,
dressing,
Ken's
oh my
great.
God.
Great. I like the balsamic one.
Yeah, well, I'm a traditionalist, and you go over there for dinner and you have the salad and it's just yummy. So you put that on the, I like dressing on various things. Not necessarily potatoes and veggies, but on something like stuffing. Ken salad.
Oh yeah, put some dressing on the dressing, but on.
Oh yeah. Bada bada boom. All right, so what else? Okay, let's see if we ever. What's the guy, Flavor Flav? Who's the guy that's the big cooker on TV? Has all the.
Michael Simon?
No, no, the other guy who's got the.
Bobby Gordon Ramsay?
That's it. Bobby Ramsay, too. Ramsay's got the hair, right? The white, spiky hairdo, right?
I think. Oh, that's. What's his name? Guy Fieri.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, okay, I got that. And then the other guy...
Gordon Ramsay is the one that's actually, like, really nice to a lot of people, but on the, what is it, Hell's Kitchen, he yells all the time.
Yeah. Bobby Flay is, beside being a serial romanticist, that's a nice way of putting it, I suppose. I knew his wife, his first wife was was the original DA on Law & Order. Tall, blonde lady. I can't remember her name, but I remember meeting her and interviewing her once, and she was happily married at the time until she found out that Bobby was chasing a few
other... That he was not happily married?
Well, he was chasing tail, and it wasn't the tail of a turkey. Let's put it that way. All right, so moving along quickly. What happens if the gravy is salty? What do you do then? If you put too much salt, my sister made me the other night. I went over to her house. She and her husband and I had a stew. And she put some stuff in it. And I had the first bite and I looked at it. I said, what did you put in this? And she said, oh, I put a lot of seasonings and tried to make it. Well, it turned out it was all different kinds of salt. And it was awful.
Ooh.
And trying not to make my sister feel bad, but it was terrible. So let's just say you do that. You've done a little experimenting, and you're not sure what to do. It looks like if you cut up a raw potato, it will absorb the salt and some of the other stuff. Did you ever try that?
No, I didn't know this was a thing. That's brilliant.
Yeah. I'm looking at one of the things from one of these characters here. All right, so let's talk about, I don't know, just talk about the turkey. What about the sides? What's the most popular in your house? You have like green beans and mashed potato, the usual stuff,
or sauteed corn. With mushrooms. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Yeah, mushrooms. I want mushrooms and everything. I like mushrooms. Very
so
good.
Good.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I think more, okay, so here's going back to the diet stuff. If you eat more sides and less turkey with gravy on it, you'll be better off in terms of the bulge, the battle of the bulge. Stuffing, heavy, the turkey with lots of gravy on it, heavy. I suppose the mashed potatoes would be as well. But if you can have a baked potato, just eat the skin. I don't know who does that, but the skin doesn't have an impact on you.
Sweet potato's healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sweet potato is good. I don't get excited about the sweet potato, though.
I like sweet potatoes, but only when they are cooked like the white potatoes. I don't like when people put the marshmallows and the sugar or the brown sugar and all of that stuff on it. Like, no, give me a sweet potato that is cooked like a normal russet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you want to be healthy, you don't eat the mashed, you don't eat the middle, you eat the skin. Because that's where all the nutrition is. The stuff in the middle is just starch. All right? Mm-hmm. Speaking of starch, mac and cheese. How many people have mac and cheese? Or if you have people from the family bringing things in, I'm betting somebody's going to bring mac and cheese. I'm not a fan, but maybe you are, a lot of people, depending on the cheese, I guess. If it's crispy on the top, it's okay. It's like the stuffing. I want to eat the stuffing that's on the top, right? Don't we all?
Yes. Sure. Yeah, where it has a little bit of crispness, totally agree with you.
Yep. All right, are we overcooking this, pardon the pun?
No, I am salivating. Right. Like,
are you?
Can we wrap it up so we can go eat?
Yeah. So, also, the people who choose, they've either decided they've wrecked the dinner last year, or there are too many people, or they don't want to bother. Mother's Day is the number one most restaurant, busiest day for restaurants in the year, Mother's Day. Number two for the restaurants that are open, Thanksgiving. Because, for obvious reasons, food gets ruined, I'm going to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. And people just do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good option for some people. You can prevent arguing in the kitchen, also prevent arguments at the table, because you're less likely to get into an argument at a restaurant. And I'm not trying to overdo this, but I have been at family gatherings where people were dumb enough to start talking about Trump or Biden or something like that, and just all it does is annoy people. So
why would you do it? It's too much together time.
It's annoying.
There's too much togetherness. When you actually go to somebody's house, you're there for a certain period of time ahead of time. Then you're there for the meal. Then you're there and you linger. When you go to a restaurant, you are there for the meal and then you are out. There is not enough time to pass that those conversations come up.
Right, exactly. All right, let's think about living. Let's think about life here a little bit. I noticed some promotional things for Las Vegas. I'm looking at one thing that came to me online. You want to go to Thanksgiving to Las Vegas for Thanksgiving? Here's the deal: $21 a night at a decent hotel. No. All you have to do is call 800-419-3684, and you pay $21 less $21, which equals zero. You do not pay for 3 days and two nights. 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas. Help yourself. 800-419-3684. That's 800-419-DUG.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour now on Thanksgiving Day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Food, farm, and family time. You can always go to that website. For those of you who are listening, who may not listen to the program every day because you've got to work or you don't hear it in some way, shape, or form, but your station has it on today because they know that we are here to do a program for you on all of the holidays, certainly including Thanksgiving. So if you go to Food Farmily, say it again, Doug. I've not even started to drink wine. I'm spending Thanksgiving with my son and his wife and my grandson up in Napa at my daughter-in-law's folks' place there. And so maybe I'll have a little wine, and that'll make it okay for me to sound like I am flummoxed at Food Farm Flamily or whatever it is.
But our website, you can just combine words, and it sounds great.
Yeah, exactly. I get paid by the words, so I put them together to save a few bucks. Anyway, this is a very important time to fill up the refrigerator so that you can, tomorrow or the next day or over the weekend, empty it out. FoodFarmFamily.com has some tips on doing that, and generally our connection to what you eat, how your family interacts with local farmers, hopefully, and buying things that are quality so that you're not eating a lot of processed foods that we've been talking about so much lately. All right, so Jay, there is a state-by-state guide now to the favorite Thanksgiving pies. whether it's pumpkin pie, apple pie, or other pies, although it looks like the contest is pretty much between pumpkin pie or apple pie. So if you Google this, you'll see the list of all of the states and what people in the state seem to prefer. Let's see here. The A's have pumpkin pie for the most part. It's 2-1. No, 3-1. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas like pumpkin pie. Arizona likes apple pie. Let's see here. The C's all like apple pie. California, mm-hmm. Colorado, Connecticut. The D likes apple pie. Delaware. Florida likes pumpkin pie. Georgia likes apple pie. Hawaii likes neither.
Yeah. They're like, give us that chocolate coconut pie.
There we go. Let's see here. Apple pie in Idaho, Illinois, Indiana. Iowa likes pumpkin pie, according to the survey. More people like apple pie in Kansas. Kentucky likes pumpkin pie, as does Louisiana. Maine likes apple pie. That would stand to reason. Maryland does, too. So does Massachusetts. So does Michigan. Minnesota. Mississippi, just to be different, their favorite is sweet potato pie. And then we go back to
that
the traditional apple.
Right.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, like sweet potato pie. Missouri apple, Montana apple, Nebraska pumpkin, Nevada apple, New Hampshire apple, New Jersey, all the northeastern states are going to like apple. Pumpkin pie in New Mexico. Let's see here. North Carolina, North Dakota like apple. Ohio likes apple. There you go. Are you making apple?
Well, Ohio is wrong. It's pumpkin pie. Oh, yeah. That's the only option.
Pie. I see. Well, that sounds like Jay's made her mind to be a contrarian, which is not a bad place to be. All right, so anyway, you get the idea. Mostly, I'd say that it was almost 50. It looks like more apple, though, than pumpkin.
Yeah, well,
like
and what's interesting is they only looked at what was coming up the most for states in Google searches, what pie, and it's not like they narrowed it down to pumpkin or apple. That just happens to be the two that all of the states were really going for, aside from Hawaii and Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, here on Food, Farm, and Family Focus, I would like you to, I've done this a couple of times on the Good Day program over the last couple of weeks, because I am an American farmer and I do the American Family Farmer program in addition to doing the Good Day program and Good Day Health. So the overview of the farmer's share of what comes out of what you buy for Thanksgiving, this is a sobering reminder how much the farmer helps you to help yourself. Turkeys. Average farmer's share of the cost of a turkey is about 66 cents. Mashed potatoes, a 5-pound bag, they get 64 cents. Sweet corn, half a pound of frozen sweet corn. Farmer gets 41 cents for that. Stuffing, farmers share about a dime of a 12-ounce box of that. Boneless ham, farmer's share is about $1.30. Pumpkin pie filling, 15-ounce can, farmer's share of that is 16 cents. My God, what an outrage. Just so you know how the farmer is helping you, that's what we're trying to do, is relate that sort of information to you. And there you have it, Food, Farm, and Family. Happy Thanksgiving from Good Day.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.